Welcome to Navigating Postpartum Wellness, the podcast dedicated to helping new moms find their groove after baby while reclaiming their time. I'm your host, Dre Williams, a postpartum wellness coach committed to guiding you through this motherhood journey with compassion and expertise. If you're feeling overwhelmed and struggling to make time for yourself, you are in the right place. Join me each week as I explore practical strategies for prioritizing your wellness, mastering time management, and embracing self-care, as well as guests that will be on. Together, we'll make sure you feel seen, heard, and supported every step of the way. Let's dive in and start your journey to a more fulfilling postpartum life. Let's get into this episode. Hey mamas, welcome back to Navigating Postpartum Wellness. I'm your host, Jeray Williams, and today's episode is a big one, especially for new moms. We're talking about surviving your baby's first holiday season. If you're already past the first holiday season, you're just like, I need to tune in to figure out what tips I could get for the holiday season, you're in the right place. Yes. This season is full of amazing opportunities and fun and family time and those special, special moments, but it can often be overwhelming for moms. I'm going to share some practical, stress-free tips that will help you manage family expectations, pack for holiday travel, and most importantly, keep your sanity while creating memories with your family. Whether you're feeling excited or already overwhelmed at the thought of managing all the holiday chaos, you're in the right place. Let's dive in. I remember my first holiday season with my oldest son like it was yesterday. I had the perfect vision of how everything was supposed to go. I had the family pajamas. I had the Santa Claus photos lined up. All of the traditions, Christmas tree photos, everything. But in reality, it was so different. I was low-key overwhelmed, exhausted, and honestly a little stressed trying to keep up with everyone's expectations of doing the ornaments with the handprints. It didn't even turn out like how we thought it would be. And just trying to have gifts for everyone, it became a bit much. But I felt this pressure to make the holidays perfect. And it quickly became clear that trying to do it all wasn't sustainable. I had to step back and remind myself that the first holiday season with a new baby is about creating memories, not about perfection. If you're feeling the same way, you're not alone. It's okay to let go of some of that pressure and some of those activities. Don't be afraid. You'll still be there next year around. And focus on what matters more, your family, your wellness, and those precious moments with your little one, the snuggles, your kids, all of the things. Let's talk about the family expectations, because honestly, that's one of the biggest sources of stress during the holidays for many moms. Everyone wants to see the baby. Everyone has an opinion on what you should be doing with the baby. And sometimes it can be a bit much. One thing I learned is that it's okay to set boundaries. You don't have to go to every single event and cater to everyone's needs. You're still recovering. You're still adjusting. It's important to prioritize what's best for you and your little one. If that means skipping a holiday dinner for a quiet celebration at home, that's totally okay. Give yourself permission to do what feels right for your family. Because sometimes taking that diaper bag, the snacks, making sure the bottles are there, making sure that you're okay, the baby has extra clothes, make sure there's wipes, toys, entertainment, it's a lot lugging all of that stuff to other people's homes when you could just stay at your own home. And I'm not saying that people cannot come over, but also doing what works for you. Don't feel like you have to go out your way for people. Because when I set the boundaries, it made a whole world of a difference. I could actually enjoy the holiday season without feeling like I was being pulled in a million directions. Some things I had to put on a back burner, some things I did. So with my second son, I was able to enjoy Christmas because I had less of expectations of what could happen. And then I'm like, okay, this year is coming up. I didn't even start planning, but I'm just like, I'm not going to overwhelm myself trying to do it all. And that's what I want for you, to focus on what truly matters and not just what's expected of you. Let go of them expectations. If you are not in the holiday spirit sometimes, it's okay. Focus on your wellness. Focus on enjoying those memories. If you're planning to travel for the holidays, I get it. It can be fun, but it also can be stressful in the process of the traveling. Just thinking about all the things you'll need to bring with the baby that we just mentioned. I remember my first trip with my baby felt like I was packing for a week-long vacation just for like a three-day trip. Last Thanksgiving, I have two under two. I had an oldest son and youngest son, and we drove to Florida to see my family. And it was an adventure, okay? We will get into it on another time, but it was an adventure. Yes, it was amazing once we got there. We had a great time. There was obstacles because my mom has a lot of glass stuff in her house and the kids walking around touching stuff. It was a little stressful. So that's when we were like, okay, this is not working. Kids are antsy, they're ready to go home. So we decided to transition out early. Now, we ended up eating our Thanksgiving meals at the Waffle House, and it was a great time. We had fun because it was with us. And so that's why I'm telling you, don't have those expectations of like it has to be perfect when you can pivot. So I get it. The key here is to keep it simple sometimes. Start with the basics. Is there enough diapers, wipes, clothes, and formula or breast milk? Think about what you really need, not every just in case item, because you can always run to the store. That's what we did. We were like, oh, we're not going to bring this big box of diapers when we can just go get some diapers for that time, right? Trust me, the less you pack sometimes, the less overwhelmed you'll feel because you don't have to lug all this stuff or bring your wagon. Get you a wagon, put your stuff in there, and lug it with you, okay? Don't stress about it. You got this. You'll be able to pivot so much. Create you a checklist ahead of time. Pack in stages to avoid last minute chaos. Start packing early. Make your list, pack early, start putting the things aside. Think about stuff like what do I need to bring or what could I get when I get there? Also, try to keep baby's routine as normal as possible while traveling. Sticking to familiar naps and feeding schedules will help reduce the stress of both you and your baby, okay? Even if, you have to do some pivots and wiggles, do it. But sometimes I get it. We're not gonna always be able to stick to the routines when we're traveling. That's fine, but just prepare yourself to know that, hey, baby might be cranky during this flight, or baby might be cranky when we go do X, Y, and Z. But we're gonna have a great time. We're gonna make the best of it because I'm not gonna have high expectations. And sometimes it makes that moment even better. But remember, things may not go perfectly, and that's okay, like I just mentioned. Give yourself grace. If that baby fusses more than usual or the trip doesn't go as smoothly as you hope, what matters is that you're together making memories. And one day you're gonna look back at it and you're gonna be like, wow, I did it. Yes, there were challenges, but I did it. Now, let's get into some practical tips for stress relief because the holidays can be overwhelming, even without a baby. But the good news is there are simple ways to reduce stress and truly enjoy the season. First, simplify where you can, whether it's holiday meals, decorations, or gifts. Let go of the idea that you have to do it all. Delegate. Ask for help. Hey, I'm not able to get these gifts. Ask somebody to do it or order them ahead of time. You got Amazon. Amazon has everything, right? So try to figure out ways that you can delegate early. When I stopped trying to make everything perfect and embrace the simpler approach, I found so much more peace. Let's talk about this Christmas tree we tried to put up last year. My youngest, at the time, I can't even remember how old he was at the time, y'all. Let me think. 6 months old. Yes, 6 months old. And we were trying to put up the Christmas tree. He wanted me. I had to put him in the carrier. And it was kind of hard trying to put the ornaments up. And y'all, in all honesty, my husband ended up putting the whole tree up. Even though I love putting the Christmas tree up, I was like, it's just not as fun right now for me to have to hold him in this carrier. I'm trying to reach. And then the toddler's over here just touching stuff and kicking ornaments. So that was a big pivot. And it was still a memory that I have on my phone and I still enjoy it, But sometimes you're not able to do it all. I found so much more peace, So another tip is to plan ahead as much as possible. If you're hosting or participating in multiple gatherings, create a little schedule. Give yourself some gaps so that you can be flexible. This allows you to have some downtime for yourself and your family so you're not feeling constantly rushed or overwhelmed. Y'all ever feel like y'all just running, 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 running because you got to go see everybody? Yeah, you want to have some downtime and some gaps between that. It's okay to say no to things that feel too stressful. If you don't want to go out to eat with the group because the baby gonna be fussing, you're not gonna enjoy yourself, save yourself the headache. Okay? Unless you're really like, I'll push through it. But I'm here to tell you it's okay. Make time for moments of stillness, whether it's a few minutes of meditation or just sitting with the warm cup of tea or whatever you like to drink. Those small self-care moments will help you reset from the chaos. Trust me, taking my y'all know I love to talk about 5 minutes. Take those 5 minutes for yourself, can go a long way. I want to emphasize that the first holiday with your baby isn't about having a picture-perfect moment. Let me tell you again. It's not about that picture-perfect moment. Yeah, take your pictures. Get a photographer if that's what you desire. Do those things, you know? But just don't put the expectation on yourself that you have to go all out because it's baby's first Christmas. When in reality, you are drained. Those memories don't need to be perfectly created. You know, the real magic happens in the little moments, snuggling, watching the Christmas movies, or watching them experience the holiday lights for this first time, or just enjoying the company of family, okay? When I look back, I cherish most is just the, what is it? The non-perfect aspects of things. Like, I wanted a perfect Christmas pictures last year. Remember how I was telling y'all it don't have to be perfect? I had to tell myself that because it didn't come out exactly how I wanted, but I do have those memories. So take a breath. Remind yourself that it's okay. If everything isn't flawless, embrace the joy, the mess, and the imperfection. That's where the beauty of the season truly comes. So, the holiday season is among us. We're already into it. And I'm thinking a lot about how moms can continue to prioritize their wellness, especially when things get busy. That's why I'm excited to announce something I've been working on behind the scenes. Drum roll. The biggest Black Friday, I'm offering an exclusive postpartum wellness bundle that would help you dive deeper into your wellness journey by balancing the beauty and the chaos of motherhood. This bundle is packed with so many great aspects that I'm really just going to tell you. You get a postpartum wellness guidebook. It's filled with expert tips, personalized self-care strategies, practical advice designed to meet you where you are. You can get a postpartum guide. If you're like, I still want stronger systems in the house, this is the guide for it. You know, being able to delegate, household management. How am I going to make time for myself? How my partner and I are handling situations, right? You can face motherhood feeling confident and supported from day one. But, you know, by now, you're not in day one, but day one is where you want to start, okay? And then you get 15% off your first year of the Nurturing the Mama membership. You get to gain access to a community of like-minded moms who provide connection, accountability, and support as you prioritize your wellness. I had a client recently say, thanks to Dre, I entered motherhood prepared and confident. Before I found her, I thought I could wing it. But I quickly realized the importance of planning for postpartum and making time for myself. Dre helped me with everything from emotional well-being to practical tips like meal prep and building a support system. Her guidance transformed my experience and allowed me to embrace motherhood with ease and confidence. So if you're in the holiday season and you're over here like, I just want to be able to take time for myself. I want to be able to have systems in place where I'm not stressing about everything. This bundle is for you. And here's the best part. You'll be getting this bundle at a special Black Friday week that I won't be offering again. So mark your calendars because this bundle will open up Friday, November 29th at 10 a.m. So you have that small gap of time to get the resources you need and you'll be able to get community. You will get your help for household management. Ooh, ooh, yeah. And you'll be able to figure out good strategies for self-care. So mark your calendars. And of course, if you've been tuning in, you know how passionate I am about supporting moms like you, whether you're in the thick of postpartum or you're just now feeling the weight of balancing it all. This bundle is designed to give you the extra push to keep taking care of yourself because mama, you deserve it. As we wrap up today's episode, I want to remind you that you are doing an incredible job, mama. Navigating your baby's first holiday is no small task, but you're here, you're showing up, and that's what matters most. Take these tips to heart, but also remember to give yourself grace. The holidays can be joyful and challenging all at once, and that's okay. Focus on creating memories, setting boundaries, and taking care of yourself also along the way. And if you need extra support, I'd love for you to join us in the Nurturing the Mom membership, but don't forget that Black Friday, and we can all work together. Thank you so much for tuning in. If this episode helped you in any way, please share it with another mama who might be feeling a little overwhelmed this holiday season. And you don't forget to subscribe to Navigating Postpartum Wellness for more tips and stories to help you thrive as a new mom. Until next time, take care of yourself, mama. Thanks for joining me on this episode of Navigating Postpartum Wellness. I hope you find some valuable insights to help you prioritize your well-being and embrace self-care. Remember, you're not alone on this journey. I'm here to support you every step of the way. If you enjoyed today's show, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with a fellow mom who might benefit. For more resources such as guides and individualized support, or even just tips through the blog, visit NavigatingPostpartumWellness.com or connect with me on social media at Jeray.Williams on Instagram and Threads. Until next time, take care and nurture yourself because you deserve it.